Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So our Waterford librarians are back with us again. Jenny Loughran and Tracy McEnany are both very welcome to the studio. We're here to pick your brains because we're in reading season, really, aren't we, in the autumn? And we want to know what's flying off the shelves and what people are interested in. And we're going to start off with adult fiction and Anna Carey. Oh, this is the one I want to read. This is on my list. This is Our Song. Who's telling us about this? Jenny?
I am. And I found out about this from the Tired Mammy Book Club. And I know lots of fans of Tired Mammy Book Club out there. And this one is really popular with all book clubs. Anna Carey was a young adult author and this is her first adult book and it's called Our Song. And it's a second chance love story after 20 years. It's really good for fans of love stories. There's heartache, there's chemistry and there's hope. So your two characters, the two lovebirds, are Laura and Tighe, and they were in a band together in their college years. And it's years later, Laura has a normal but a very unhappy life. And her former bandmate, Tighe, is a worldwide superstar. Mega, mega, mega music star.
Love the premise already.
Yes,
I'm
yeah.
there.
And she used to love things like music, but life had other plans. She gave up on the band, she gave up on Tighe, and she buried the life. And now she's thinking, oh, what have I taken the risk? Why if I hadn't walked away? And why did I tell him how I really felt? And then she gets this email. Tighe, the superstar, wants to finish a song they started writing together 20 years ago. So she's reopening old wounds working with him, but also the only man that she ever really loved, felt seen with. And it's very electric and they have to keep it professional and the whole thing. It's lovely. It's nostalgic. It's like it goes back and forth between timelines. They're in college in Ireland, the whole lot. And as I was saying, it's been on a lot of book club lists and I really recommend it. It's a great read. Anna Carey's great talent.
Our Song by Anna Carey. And Tracy, I'm going to turn to your pick now. Good Dirt by Charmaine Wilkerson.
Yeah, Good Dirt centres around Ebony, who's 20 years previously witnessed the murder of her older brother Baz in a home robbery. Now, the thieves came to steal a valuable clay jar that was handed down from their ancestors and really treated like part of the family. They had pictures with the jar. They dressed up the jar. The robbery, of course, became legendary because it was the only African-American family living in a white affluent area. The murder of a brother, no one was found for the murder or the theft. And, of course, there was an iconic photo of her coming out as a 10-year-old child on the steps of their house. And you could imagine that photograph went all over the world. Now Ebony has found love. She's due to marry Henry. He comes from a wealthy family. So this is big media news again. But Henry is a no-show at the wedding. Totally, it doesn't appear at all. So 8 months later, Ebony's feeling sorry for herself. So she escapes her life, goes off to France to mind her friend's house and manages the renting of an adjacent cottage. And who turns up only? The ex-fiancé.
Henry.
Henry with his new girlfriend, Avery. It is a really good story. It also does two timelines. It goes back to the 1800s to explain how the clay jar came into the possession and present day. It is super. Winner, winner, winner.
Yeah. Winner, winner. Mm-hmm. Charmaine Wilkerson and Good Dirt. Eat the Ones You Love by Sarah Maria Griffin.
Yeah, another Irish author. And our story is a beautiful love story. This is a little bit more twisted. I don't like all the straightforward, soppy stuff. So it's a twisted, tangled story about a workplace love affairs and plants with a taste for human flesh. So you've got
this is right up your street.
Yes. I do go for a little bit of sop sometimes, but this is like it's Sarah Maria Griffin. She's just brilliant. It's sinister, stalker, killer plant. It's really unsettling, and the setting is really good. It's set in the decaying husk of a shopping centre that's dying off, and it's like Sarah Maria Griffin's ever brilliant. Now I had a huge problem when I was reading this book because I was reading it in book format, then I left it behind in my dad's house. Went home to Waterford for the week after being up visiting home. Where's home? Home. And I was like, oh, do I ask my poor dad to post it down because he couldn't get a copy of it anywhere? But then I got it on audio, so I found my spot in the audio and I listened to it, and it actually works so well. And then there was no pause in the back either because my sister said, no, I'm reading it now. So
it was gone.
Really good. Eat the Ones You Love, Sarah Maria Griffin. She's a massive Irish talent.
Okay,
love it.
Sounds
love
like a great one too. Now,
really creepy.
The next one, you're going to go at this again a second time, Tracy, because you liked it so much. The Benefactor, so good you might read it twice. This is by Wendy Erskine.
This is a debut novel. A lot of people would know Wendy Erskine for her short stories. It's about Misty Johnson. She's 18. She's assaulted at a party by three boys. They're are supposed to be her friends. And then the story is told in the many different voices of the characters in Misty's life. Like, you've got the voices of the mothers, Frankie, Miriam and Brona, and their backstory. You've got Misty and Jem, her little sister, were more or less dropped at her mother's ex-boyfriend's house, and Boogie has been taking them up. He's a cabbie, and he treats them both the same. He's the father of Jem, but not of Misty. But this is a really character-driven story. It's absolutely fantastic. You feel sorry for a lot of the characters in this book, which is, mm-hmm. you know, strange, because you feel sorry for the boys, the mothers, Misty, but Misty is a really strong character.
Just listening to you talk about it, it reminds me of Louise O'Neill's Asking for It back a number of years ago.
Yes, very similar. It's about class. You've got modern day Northern Ireland. The salt is brutal, but in parts, it's actually funny. Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in this book, Wendy Erskine is down at the Writers by the Sea in the Kilmore Quay this Sunday.
There you go. And you can talk to her yourself about it all. Now, In My Father's House is by Sean Dunn. This was published back in 1991.
Ah, this is a great book. We had a festival in Tramore recently, and it was the Sean Dunn Literary Festival in the Lefcadia Hearn Japanese Gardens. The whole of Tramore and Waterford have now gone Sean Dunn mad. But I read it. It's only 118 pages long. I gave it to my husband. He only reads sports books. And I said, now, what do you think of that? And I said, would everybody read that? And he says, yes, they would. It's the 60s. It's about Sean Dunn. His mother died when he was only about 4 years of age. The father, Richie, has to bring up the four children. I'm thinking Angela's Ashes, but without the rain and funny and relatable. But if you want to know what Ireland was like in the 60s, read this book. But it's hard to get, so I'm hoping that we'll get a reprint of this.
Well, it is now, because everyone in Waterford has.
Oh, but sure, they love it. They absolutely love it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So In My Father's House by Sean Dunn, if you can get your hands on a copy or borrow it from somebody in Waterford. So the next one, we're going to a TikTok recommendation, Book Talk, So Thrilled For You by Holly Bourne. The leaving out of the H there is deliberate, is it?
Oh, gosh, I don't know, actually.
Or is it a misprint?
So thrilled for you, anyway, yeah. It's kind of like The Big Little Lies. You hear about a big fire, an arson, supposedly, at a baby shower. So you've got the police interviewing all the people at the baby shower, and then you've got also the people at the baby shower. You've got, it's Nikki's baby shower. She's expecting her first child. Then you've got Charlotte. She longs for a child, but is having fertility issues. You've got Steffi, who doesn't want any children, and Lauren, who has Woody, and he's only 1 year of age, and she is really struggling. Now, these are good girlfriends, like, they're close, but of course they're at different stages of their life. They don't really understand each other, and they're kind of, the cracks are beginning to show. But it is a very good book and very easy to read, and literally you've got the police station and then you've got the what happens on the day. But yeah, very, very good.
So Thrilled For You by Holly Bourne. Now, this next one, the title is intriguing. It's by Katie Yee. Maggie or a Woman and a Man Walk Into a Bar.
Yeah, and I was recommended this one, and it's a debut novel. I love a great debut. Maggie or a Woman and a Man Walk Into a Bar. A man and woman walk into a restaurant. The woman's expecting a lovely night ahead of her. She's expecting a lovely date night with her husband, a bit of wine, maybe too much to eat. And instead, her husband admits to her that he's having an affair with someone called Maggie. And weeks later, she has a pain in her chest, which turns out to be more than just a broken heart. She has breast cancer, and she names the tumour Maggie. So we have Maggie, her tumour, and Maggie, the other woman. It's just told so, so well. The woman's journey, she's betrayed, she's got illness, she's got motherhood. And as her life unravels, she starts talking to Maggie, the tumour, and then she writes a user's manual for Maggie, the other woman, a generous guide to her life with her ex-husband. And then she starts thinking about her own past and her heritage and her culture, and she turns her children's bedtime stories into reimagined Chinese folk tales, hoping to pass down her culture. It's lovely. It's funny and it's sad. It's when you're talking about, you know, books that have tough things in them, but there's very funny parts in it. But it's a debut, Katie Yee, and it's very, very fresh.
Okay, remind us of the title again. Maggie
or a Woman and a Man Walk Into a Bar.
Okay. Well, listen, will we jump ahead now to some children's books, Tracy? I know you've picked one called Shooting for the Stars. This is this is by Nora Patton, illustrated by Jennifer Farley. What did you like about this one?
My journey to become Ireland's first astronaut. This is absolutely fantastic. Fantastic for children. It's about maybe 9 years plus or whatever. The illustrations are fantastic, easy to understand the text. Living in space, you've got the space, the fitness in space, the how to go to the toilet in space, and of course information about space. But it is absolutely love, you know, children and adults will love this. The sun is so huge that more than 1 million Earths would fit into it. I didn't know that. This is the type of book that you get and it'll be a fantastic present. I think Jenny's got her eye on it.
And passed on, I'd say.
All passed on. But really, I really, really was impressed with it. It's only a paperback book and it's slim enough, but there's an awful lot in that slim little book. So it's well worth getting it from your library. Yeah.
Nora Patton is called Shooting for the Stars, My Journey to Become Ireland's First Astronaut. Chris Judge has a new book out. And whenever Chris Judge has a new book out, we all want to get our hands on it, don't we?
Chris Judge, I think it came out last year, but it was his first graphic novel. And we're feeding the appetite of graphic novel. We cannot get enough of the graphic novels. It's an endless, endless demand. And there's an evil duck to the rescue for us. So Flo and Eddie are two ducks and they're staying with their granddad and they think this is going to be mega boring because all he does is nap and snore and eat porridge and eat prunes. But they sneak up into his attic and they discover a very suspicious duck trapped in a super fancy freezer. So naturally, Eddie, who is a bit of a divil, presses the big red defrost button and the duck inside turns out to be Evil Duck, who is a super villain. It turns out their granddad isn't just an old man with weird hobbies. He was actually Fearless Frank. He's a retired superhero who once saved the world from Evil Duck's ridiculous but surprisingly effective evil schemes. But Grandad can't get Evil Duck back on his own. He's actually given his old cloak to a charity shop and he's got clicky knees. So Flo and Eddie have to help stop Evil Duck. And like the feathers fly, they're stopping Evil Duck. That whole genre of graphic novels is so massive. It's so accessible to children, to readers of all different abilities.
Absolutely.
It's not too painful to read as a bedtime story either. There's genuinely funny bits.
Can I shout in about, sorry, a graphic novel for adults?
Oh,
Ghosting.
Yes.
Debbie Jenkinson. It's based on a Dublin bus driver who falls in love and then he gets ghosted. Or does he get ghosted? Oh, it's fantastic. Recommended by a customer.
And a quick word about this Saturday, which is a special day in all of our libraries because it's the public library's open day. So you want to people to come in and find out what your library has.
Come into your local library. Libraries are free and open to all. They're asking everyone to take a closer look. Like, our services are modern, they're inclusive, they're vibrant, but we've something for everyone. Think of it, you know, obviously we've got the books, we love the books, e-books, audiobooks, children's books, fiction books, the whole lot, local history, science. But think of your old hobbies or think of your new hobbies or think of, you know, I always wanted to learn how to do something, or I have toys that are broken, or where can I get rid of my children's
all
clothes?
All of these things in the library. Well, listen, thank you so much. That's on Saturday and Public Libraries Open Day. We've more news for you. Stay with us until after the break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.